Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 19th of December. The US Federal Reserve cut rates, as it should, with a quarter point reduction. That should prevent real interest rates from rising, and the decision was just what markets had expected. However, the combination of the forecasts of the Federal Reserve and some of the comments at the press conference mean that investors are clearly expecting fewer rate cuts to take place next year. Again, there was a general expectation of a slower pace of rate cuts next year. This year's scramble to correct earlier policy errors was not likely to continue in 2025. Left to itself, the decline in the fantasy owner's equivalent rent would bring down inflation. However, the Fed seems to be a little more explicit in its concerns about the potential for President-elect Trump to really push up some prices. Three policy areas create inflation threats: fiscal policy, mass deportations of workers, and taxing US consumers of foreign goods. The story for pretty much every major central bank this year is not one of easing as such, but one of following the path of inflation to keep real rates more or less stable. That story has not changed. What has shifted is the Fed's perception of where inflation might be going. This perception could, of course, change again. Fed forecasts are not necessarily a good foundation for predicting policy. Mass deportations would certainly risk a recession, as supply constraints are imposed, for instance, and the risk of a US government shutdown has increased again after some inflammatory language from Trump on social media. However, for now, the inflationary consequences of the incoming administration seem to be at the forefront of the Fed's collective mind. The Bank of Japan has followed earlier leaks in the media and left rates unchanged. Japan is in a somewhat different position to most other central banks in that following inflation means it is raising rather than lowering interest rates. The necessity of raising right now has been held in check by somewhat more moderate inflation pressures and the general growth uncertainty of the US political situation. The Bank of Japan is still likely to raise in 2025, perhaps at the end of the first quarter, but for now, and in the wake of the leaks, markets were largely unmoved by the decision. The final central bank to contemplate today is the Bank of England. The Bank of England is always an interesting central bank to watch as, unlike some other central banks that could be named, it's run by economists, always the ideal leadership structure for any entity. The Bank of England is not expected to cut rates this time, though rate cuts should still come next year. UK inflation is not really being driven by strong market forces, which still tend towards the disinflationary. Inflation is being held up by fictional housing measures and government-influenced energy prices, which follow a formula that is increasingly divorced from energy generation reality in a country where renewable energy is the largest single source of electricity generation. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.